tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
So, thank you to one of the Periscopers that's on my Periscope, because they recommended this song tonight for our opening. I think it's a great theme song, because it's kind of like the reality of the Sex and the City, in a sense. Mm-hmm. We have to figure out who would be who on Sex and the City for New York Housewives.
Carol is my Carrie this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sonia is Samantha.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll even give Ramona a little bit of Samantha.
Yeah. That's good, yeah. Well,
who's anyway. The judgy one? Who's going to be Miranda?
Well, Bethany's the most cynical right now.
Bethany. 100% Bethany. Totally, totally. I'm Ashley Daniels here for another recap of The Real Housewives of New York Reunion Part Dos. And I am with my beauties tonight. Who am I with? Starting with my right.
Fern Ronay here. You can channeling. Find me on Twitter. Yes, I'm channeling Luann in my statement necklace.
Where can they find you? Sorry to interrupt you.
You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
Necklace.
And hi, guys. I'm Lindsay Wagner. You can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Wagner, L-Y-N-D-S-E-Y-W-E-G-N-E-R. Cheers.
Oh, cheers to all. it's Megan. You guys can find me on Twitter at Megan Stecher, M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R.
And we want to thank the beautiful Fern Ronay tonight for bringing us some skinny girl
Thanks,
treats.
Fern.
Yay.
Cheers.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
You're welcome.
Cheers to you guys watching Housewives.
Yay. This drink's amazingly delicious.
Yay. We love you. Thank you.
Woo! We're having white cheech sand. Wait, margarita. I almost said.
And we were totally playing the New York reunion bingo. And no one made bingo tonight.
No,
dang it.
Wait, I was really, off by one.
I was off by one.
This is a really dumb question, but is bingo like? How do you know when you have bingo?
You have five in a row.
You get the row.
Oh.
Diagonally, horizontally, vertically. Some places do the five corners.
And the Andy space.
Some places do postage stamp.
Andy space in the middle is their free space.
Oh, come on. I could have had that. Oh, that wouldn't make a difference anyway. Wait.
Well, I needed chignon. That was the only one I needed.
I needed chignon.
So what's the difference between this and then tic-tac-toe?
Well, tic-tac-toe is only nine
three
spaces.
In a row, right?
Well, how many is this? Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
And tic-tac-toe, right, well, you actually can win.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Mathematically.
Mathematically. That's my forte. Math is definitely. I aced math my whole life, clearly. Okay. So, first off, we want to say we were supposed to have Kristen here tonight, but obviously, due to some circumstances, she is not here. But we all want to just say that we love her. And, Kristen, we love you. And, you know, we're keeping you in our prayers. You're awesome. And, yeah, you're a strong, amazing woman, and we absolutely love you. So you're always welcome here whenever you want to come.
We extend positive thoughts her way.
Good vibes.
She's amazing.
Good vibes.
Yes, good vibes all the way. So anyway, we had a crazy reunion part two tonight, and obviously we saw part one last week, which you guys recapped so beautifully. So let's hope that we can recap this one as beautifully as last week. It's always difficult kind of to figure out how to recap a reunion when everything's already been done. It's just been now talked about again and rehashed, and we kind of have to pick and choose what kind of our favorite parts were, I guess, in a sense. Do not just listen to us and not watch it, though. Please go watch it and then listen to us after, because it's pretty amazing. Overall thoughts on Carol and Luann, guys, tonight? Did you feel like anything got better from last week, or did you feel like what you saw was a continuation of this horrible circumstance that Luann just kind of won't admit that there's just more to it than her niece having dated Carol's boyfriend?
I feel like the friendship is over for this season. There's no fixing it. There's no making it better this season. Next season, something has to happen between the two of them in order to progress a relationship forward, because I think both of them are just at odds about the Adam thing, about the ageism thing. There's just too much negativity right now surrounding them to rebuild what they have. As Luann said, she revoked basically house privileges. to Carol, hey, which ladies? Was ridiculous.
Hi. I don't mean to interrupt, but do any of you drive a red convertible?
No, we do not.
No, I wish I did.
Wait, is it a Ferrari? Because it's mine.
Oh, it's just filling up with sprinkler water, and we wanted to let you know in case you were.
Oh, thank you. My Lambo's just parked down the street, but thanks.
All right, thanks, ladies.
That was my Ferrari. I got scared for a second. Just kidding. Okay. So, yeah, I absolutely. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's one of the... I don't know if I could see them ever getting... friendly and chummy. It just seems like that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
But I love the way Carol stays so cool and calm throughout all of this. Mm-hmm. She never lets anything look like it's getting the best of her. Even if she is really pissed off on the inside, she does a really good job at just staying cool and saying, okay. Because at the end of the day, they all know, they all have their own ways of reacting. Mm-hmm. Some of them better than others, obviously. I would say Carol's at the top of the list of reacting just really well at any type of negative circumstance. So... Carol discusses that, she felt that she may have proof of this, that reporters were being called by Luann to, kind of give them some information about what Carol's doing. She said even, and I think it was more of a sarcastic thing, but she said, you know, even in a taxi cab, people are like, Luann hates you. Do you guys feel that that was more like her being paranoid about it, or do you really believe that she's hearing this that much in New York City? Because I feel like New York's a busy place, like... You're not really being told that much, like, that people hate you all day. I feel like people are just busy. So, I don't know. Do you guys
feel like
it?
In their circles, she's probably hearing it. Yeah, she's probably, you know, they probably run in the same circles and see the same people. And people are probably saying, you know, people who are friends with Carol probably watch the show. And then they probably follow Luann on social media. And they're probably like, she's saying all of this stuff about you. So, I don't think they'll ever be friends unless Carol and Adam don't work out. But I don't want that to happen because Carol seems so happy and I want her to be happy. So, I hope... they're never friends again.
Yeah, seriously.
I love the story about the cab driver. I feel like it's true. I feel like she got into a cab and a cab driver recognized her from the show and was like, "Oh, Luann hates you."
What accent was that? What would your name be if you were a taxi driver?
I don't know.
That was sexy.
I'm trying to do a good.
That was very good. That was very good.
It was great.
Yeah. So I buy it. I buy it that a cab driver said something to her over the whole shenanigans.
Lindsay.
I agree with Fern that in the social circles, I agree this is probably a topic of conversation that happens. Random people coming up to her on the street, maybe not so much, but it is possible that a cab driver recognized her and said something about it. Like, I believe that that's totally possible. The people that I think that this show reaches is a wide variety and, you know, millions of people. So the people that you may not think that watch the show, maybe they do.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe the cabbies are all hanging out, like... watching the show on their phones before they pick somebody up. Who knows? You know?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of drivers involved in New York with the housewives doing the driving for these women. So it is possible they are going to come in contact with them.
So would you say that in terms of Luann and Heather, do you think that relationship could be mended at any point? Because it seems like Luann also has a big problem with Heather and vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, I liked that she admitted that. I'm not sure what... I don't specifically remember what in the scene
she
kind of
threw... Well, she just threw her under the bus last week saying, oh, well, you said you wanted to bring Bethany down.
Right.
So she did out her on that. So that could definitely be something. But why would she out her to begin with? It means that there was something prior to that.
I had my own issues with you, Heather, but I don't...
Yeah, but what other... When she walked in the room,
Yeah.
It just seems like that was so long ago compared to now, but it's not now. It's just in our head, it's now. It's not really now, and that wasn't really then. But anyway, it makes no sense. But she's obviously still bitter about that.
Yeah. Girl code. She had to write a song about it.
I should have crossed that off. It's because you said it, so I can't.
Oh,
yeah. Damn.
Oh, well.
I don't see that. I see that has a little more hope. I have a little more hope for that relationship versus, obviously, Luann and Carol. Mm-hmm. Dorinda and Bethany. I saw that Bethany was kind of, she was kind of, in a sense, sticking up for John tonight. Mm-hmm. When it came to the situation with him being handsy, she stopped herself. If you guys go back and watch, she kind of stopped herself. And she was like, well, are you asking me if he's handsy or if it's inappropriate? She said something of that nature. And the way she said it was like, she looked at Dorinda and she was almost like, you know what? I'm not going to go there. And she didn't. And she made light of it. She's like, well, he wears a lot of cologne and he's very outspoken and that's who he is. And if you don't like it, walk away. Did you guys agree with that? Because I personally in that sense, I feel like if someone's being handsy with you, but they're your friend's boyfriend, yes, walk away. But I think it's all based on, so it's all subjective. How did you feel at that moment? How did he make you feel at that moment? No one's to say that that moment wasn't different for everybody. So what do you guys feel overall?
I feel like if your friend's boyfriend's getting handsy, yes, walk away. But the girlfriend should get mad at the boyfriend, not at the girlfriend.
The friend. Yeah. Unless the friend is initiating the contact, in which case the situation where John was being kind of sandwiched between Sonia and Kristen, even though they were just kind of playing, it went to a point where Kristen did feel uncomfortable. And it's not necessarily like people get handsy with each other or joke around if you have that relationship. If you don't know the person well enough, that is awkward and uncomfortable. And then at that point, it does become inappropriate when you don't know the person.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Right. And in that case, obviously, Kristen didn't really know John, obviously. And he got handsy with Sonia, but Sonia knew him.
It was, more. Yeah, they'd known it. I don't know. I just felt like, and Sonia's so much more like,
yeah,
open to that and very flirtatious and fun. And she's also single.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very good point.
Kristen's married and her husband was right there.
Right.
Which would make, if it was me then and that was, I had a boyfriend or someone there, I would feel 10 times more uncomfortable with my boyfriend or husband there than I would if I was single. Mm. Because I wouldn't want my husband to think that I was doing something inappropriate and then I would have to explain it to him.
Interesting.
Megan, what do you think? Was it Bethany that brought up that there had been plenty of drinks had or someone
brought
up? Yes,
she did. She said, yeah, there was a lot of cocktails.
Like, mm-hmm. Everybody was drunk at this point. Like, it. What he didn't mean to be all gross and the way Kristen was taking
gropey.
It. Gropey. Yeah. He, that's not what he meant. He's mm-hmm. just like a fun-loving guy mm-hmm. and he's just like a big spirit and, you know. Mm-hmm. He just is like that and is,
right.
you know, he's hands-on.
And by the way, Kristen did it very well. She did it very well. She did explain that she wasn't just talking about this situation. Mm-hmm. Ramona brought it up.
Correct.
And then she brought it up to Dorinda, to her face. But, you know, because Dorinda was saying that, one of them said to the other one, Dorinda said, yeah, you talked to me about it at the party or something. She's like, yeah, well, I brought it up to you. But she had a very good reason for why she had said it. Dorinda wouldn't allow her to speak, but she still, I love that she still was speaking it out as Dorinda's canceling her out. She's like still going and going and going. It was great. Mm-hmm. And I say, you know what? If you feel uncomfortable, no matter what, no one's to say that that's the opposite. Mm-hmm. Same with Heather. We don't really understand, in a sense, why that happened, why it was so blown out of proportion when the guy was naked. But at the end of the day, she felt uncomfortable mm-hmm. and she felt invaded. That's her prerogative. Right. That's how mm-hmm. she feels. We can't say, oh, that's not valid. You know,
I give her props for holding her own against like an angry Dorinda. Oh my god! I feel like Heather's right in that there's just two sides to her, mm-hmm. and when she's mad, it's like, who is this? And
the martini train.
Yeah, well, I felt like we saw that when she's sober arguing with Kristen on the reunion. I'm like, man.
She just kind of kept going and bringing up the Hunchback of Notre Dame and then bringing up Moses. And I'm like, what are all these analogies? Right. These are like old school 1600s and then before Christ analogies thousands and thousands of years ago. I'm like, in my opinion, find something a little bit more relevant if you're trying to make something seem common right now. But yeah, she got a little bit nasty and didn't even let Kristen finish and was jumping over Heather. And I'm like, and then Andy had to say, Kristen, you have the floor. So he almost had to stop her from talking so that they could get out how they felt.
Speaking of before Christ, we have a special, we have something that Megan was kind enough to share with us. We're going to share at the end of the recap.
Okay.
But it's definitely a blast from the past. I would say like 6 months ago, basically, we all had some
20 episodes ago.
20 episodes ago, we had some opinions about something, and we're going to reveal that at the end of the episode. Thank you so much to Megan for doing that. Mm-hmm. So tune in, stay in touch with us till then.
Okay, I got it.
Stay in touch with pen pals with us till then. Okay, so in terms of John and Dorinda, overall, I feel like Dorinda just doesn't want to hear what people think, and she's just like, she's happy. And Bethany said, if you're happy, like, that's all that matters.
But she said the good part is, I don't care, which is a great way to feel about it.
And I do actually think she does care. I think if you love somebody, then if someone's saying anything about them, you're going to care. But I think it's a great approach, and her response, once again, is a great response, acting like it doesn't matter to her. Mm-hmm. Maybe it really doesn't. I know for me, and I'm sure all you girls feel the same way, if someone was talking about your boyfriend, you'd be like, you would care.
You'd be pissed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course. Yes, it's a girl. Yeah. It's a girl code. You don't talk about someone's boyfriend.
But on a show of this stature and the amount of people that see it, you do, the more you show that you care, the hard the haters are gonna hate. They are gonna dig deeper and deeper. So the more you act like it doesn't faze you and doesn't affect you, it will stop.
Yeah, good point.
I feel like you have to stick up for yourself in a certain amount. It's kind of like with a bully. You stand up for yourself and then you let it go and you brush it off and you pretend it doesn't exist because you don't want to let them know how much they're hurting you. Mm-hmm. So I think in this situation, she's kind of doing that, which is why she said, Hannah doesn't watch any of this. She doesn't care. She doesn't want people talking about her. She knows they are going to. And we all kind of said in the beginning of the show that Hannah was a little bit harsh towards her mom. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure once she saw that negativity, she was like, I'm done.
Probably.
Yep. Don't want to watch. Don't care to see anything else.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah.
So in terms of Kristen kind of explaining her side, like we said, she did a great job doing that. I'm glad that Kristen got some time to actually... We don't really hear a lot from her at the reunion because she's not confrontational. She's just... Mm-hmm. She doesn't really have beef with anybody. So unless someone's picking on her, she's not going to really just start talking about anything. We really didn't hear from that side of the couch a lot other than Bethany.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? I think Andy said something about how all these seasons Bethany and Luann have never sat together. Is it those two?
Oh, yeah. Ramona and Luann.
Ramona and Luann. This is their first time. Mm-hmm. Has Bethany and Luann sat together before? I wonder. I mean, I don't know off the top of my head.
But I'm assuming that Ramona and Bethany have always been on opposite couches.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look at that.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to write to us and let us know that or tweet us that.
We got to find a way to look that up and see. I'm curious where they've been situated on the couches all these years, because I feel like Kristen and Heather have always been together for the past two seasons at least. Right? Mm-hmm. It's hard to remember.
I think they were together even last year with the whole fight up by Heather's home. They still were sitting next to each other at the reunion.
Yeah, because Kristen was right next to Andy when she got up and said something to Ramona. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think of Ramona coming out tonight about her boob job? I thought that was great.
Good for her. She looks great. She's almost 60. Yeah. I can't believe it. Like, she wants to get her boobs done.
She's almost 60? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh, she looks amazing.
Amazing.
Wow.
I thought that it was
she
funny
looks like
that
she's
she
like 38 years old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Well, the fact that she was trying to plug her book and then she's like, no, never mind. I did have them done.
Yeah, she's like, check it out in my book.
It seemed like Kristen was fun. It's like, finally, finally you admit it. So,
they look great, though. They look fabulous.
I
think they're a little big for her. But
really?
I think that dress made them look bigger because in her bathing suit, they didn't look too big on her. I think it was that dress, kind of like
it might have been the dress just because it was white and then the side and everything.
Yeah.
And
is there a thing where they like drop after a while? They're kind of up high.
They do drop as you
drop after a while.
I had a roommate that got them done, and I saw the whole process from the beginning and just finding.
What?
I literally like went to her with her to the appointment, so I saw her boobs pre-boob job and after boob job, and they're like, well, you see the ones a little bit facing down, that will never change. It's always going to, no matter what you do, you can't change that.
Oh,
so because you can't, like, you're not going to move the nipple. Oh, I can't believe we're talking about this right now, but I've been through the whole process of seeing the boob job from beginning to end, going and meeting the doctors and seeing how they drop and seeing the whole, like, you've got to massage them to make them softer and stuff.
All right, let's reel back in. Did you have to massage them?
I did not massage them. I did feel them because it was the first pair of fake boobs that I had ever felt. So it was very interesting and, you know, deciding between the saline and the silicone. But they do drop and they do end up kind of looking a little bit more natural as time does go by, and her doctor was fantastic.
We don't know if Ramona's would have dropped. Let's just make that clear. We don't know that. We're guessing that she probably wanted them bigger. I don't think she...
I feel like they just look a little up high right now. But
well, yeah, they drop. They're going
to drop.
They will drop, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
she was just excited that she doesn't have to wear a brassiere anymore.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
I mean, she said that so straight-faced. It was like, it wasn't even like she was joking. She's like,
that's what my grandma would have said.
Exactly. It's amazing.
Vocabulary.
She looks so fabulous. I can't even take it. I can't believe she's... I honestly don't even believe you, but I do believe you, but I don't.
God willing, I look that good then.
What did you guys think of Ramona and Bethany's discussion about the dress? Because we've heard this all season long, and it was like tonight Ramona had the chance to kind of just let it all out and say exactly what happened. And once again, she blamed it all on Bethany's poor assistant. She's like, your assistant told me I can have it. A, kind of a smart idea. If you're going to not admit it, it's like, well, she said I could have it. You can twist the words around and make it like, well, I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
She tried one last shot, but at the end, Bethany's like, I have the text. Do you want me to get all Jill Zarin on you and get those texts out? What did you guys think of that?
It makes me just love Bethany even more because she doesn't let anyone get away with anything. She's so clear-minded. She's like, this is exactly what happened. This is why I have a problem with it, and this is why you're wrong. She did it with Dorinda earlier in the show,
yes,
too.
Well, she's I was like, so Tom funny. Cruise walked in and I had sex with him. I was like, that is the greatest line ever.
It was amazing. Bethany stole this entire season. She's a genius in everything she does, and this especially is just like, it comes so naturally to her to be just so funny and articulate and witty, but also just like so dead on, like you say.
Dead on.
Remembers
so
everything.
Satisfying.
The memory of an elephant. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's like, it's just honesty, which is insane, but that's all it is like honesty, and it's shocking because no one else can be honest.
Right, it's amazing.
So it's like, the audience loves it.
It's amazing when she's like, that's not what happened, and she tells you exactly what
happened. Are you forgetting what happened? I'm telling the truth. How can you make something up and lie about it right now, which is what she did with Dorinda, and what she was alluding to with Ramona.
Right. Yep. And she's like, it was just amazing. You guys have to watch this at this part. It just, we've seen it so many times, but tonight Ramona was like, well, okay. Like at the end, she just gave up. She's like, all right. Like she knows that she did it.
Yeah.
I thought it seemed like anticlimactic though, since we've heard so much about it already. I was like ready for something new to come out and I'm like, oh, there's two dresses. They're not just one. And the whole thing. And it was like, oh, that's all that happened?
True. Very true.
Okay. I personally, for me, it was like anticlimactic. I felt like we've heard so many of the details. Yeah. Sorry.
Only difference is in this one, I feel like...
Ramona gave up.
Well, yeah. But also, it was like Bethany really explained. She was like, I just... Like, you know, those people, that's not my dress. That was the dress of the production company or whatever. Right. And then Ramona gives that one line.
Oh,
well,
my
your show's been canceled. I'm like, what? And I give so much credit to Bethany. Because Bethany comes back 2 seconds later and says, no matter what, I still love you. I just still like you a lot. I love you. However she said it.
Yeah.
But and Ramona didn't mean that. And I think Bethany does know. Sorry to cut you off. I think Bethany does know. You got to accept Ramona or don't accept her, you know?
She was, but Bethany also wasn't saying, I want the dress back for the production company. She's saying, give the dress to Dress for Change.
So, right.
So it's not even for the production company, even though she said it was owned by the production company. Because at the end of the day, the production company doesn't really care.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In a situation like this, they're not going to, it's two celebrities. She just wants it to go to charity at that point, then.
Right. And Ramona did exactly what Bethany said she did. She does. She said, you have a defense mechanism where you bite back even harder than the other person, and then you apologize later. And Ramona did exactly that. She, said something nasty, and then she felt bad about it. It was... Bethany has her pegged, and it makes me love Bethany even more.
I know. Bethany's amazing. What did you guys think about Heather? We didn't really get a lot of Heather tonight, but we really didn't get any of Heather and Sonia tonight. That means that next week we're getting a lot of them. But what did you think of Heather, the very quick Heather and Luann confrontation, going back to the beginning, sort of? I'm trying to get to
it. I think it was more of the Heather and Dorinda situation with them having the whole hashtag conversation and Heather saying, hashtag your mom is proud. And the problem was Dorinda saying she was exhausted. And all the women are saying, no, you were drunk. And whether or not Dorinda's drunk, the backhanded comments that Heather made, like hashtag your mom would be proud, and I can't remember the other one she said, are just rude, and they are condescending, and they are mean, and no one deserves that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Good point.
But Dorinda also admits she gets sensitive. So these little comments that maybe wouldn't necessarily hurt anyone else affect her a little bit more. And she's new to this season, so she's still meeting all these women and getting adjusted to potentially seven women against one.
Right.
That is a hard and... I couldn't imagine. I've had arguments with girlfriends, and it's one-on-one. Can you imagine seven women firing at you?
Mm-mm. No.
I would be crazy.
That would be my hell.
Yeah. I just loved hearing Bethany be like, what happened with you two? Like Heather and Dorinda were firing off at each other. Because I'm like, thank you. Like, as viewers, we're all like, what happened with you two?
Yes.
Because Dorinda really did have a bone to pick season with Heather.
All season.
We really couldn't figure it out. I mean, I feel like we figured it out a little bit in one episode, a few episodes ago, and now that we're to the reunion, we're like, what did happen?
They're back to hating
each other. I still don't know what happened. We can't figure it out.
No.
It's not Heather, though. It's really beef. Maybe it's that Heather, if you had to think about personalities, like who jives with who, Heather and Dorinda are very similar. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're very outspoken and they're like, and they say what they feel. And I don't know who else in that group that are both like the Bethany types are together. Like you have Bethany and Carol, one's mellow, one's not. You have Ramona and Bethany who always clash because they're both the same. Ramona and Sonia get along. They're both the same, but for some reason they play off each other well. But then you have Heather, Heather gets along really well with Carol because Heather's the more, you know, the outspoken one. Heather gets along with Kristen, same reason why. But Heather and then Dorinda gets along with, I guess, the best with Ramona. Who does Dorinda really get along with other than Ramona and Bethany?
And she bonded with Carol, but that was an unusual. Very
Sonia.
Sonia, and they're all
because she took care of Sonia.
So that's really defeating what I was. Yeah, because I was going to say like maybe it's because Heather's kind of outspoken, but Bethany's really outspoken, and maybe they choose their words better than Heather does. I don't know, but Heather's really never said anything.
Heather can come off though a little bit more abrasive. And yeah. I'm not saying that Bethany isn't abrasive because she is at times.
Yes, she can be.
But Heather has a certain attitude that just sometimes rubs me the wrong way. And I've actually liked her more towards the end of a season than I did at the beginning.
Yeah.
She was really, last season she kind of bugged me and the beginning of a season she kind of bugged me. And I still appreciate her as a woman and what troubles she's gone through with her son and everything like that. Like, I think that all these women are really successful, fabulous women at the end of the day. But there was something about her at the beginning of the season that was just rubbing me wrong. And maybe it was her pushing with Bethany so much.
Yes.
And she kind of eased up on that.
Yes.
But she still comes off abrasive and opinionated and set in her ways, which is what Dorinda said. You come off very, very, this is the way it is and that's it. There is no other middle ground. It is this or the highway.
So would it be fair to say that at the beginning of the season, we kind of had more of a perspective of Bethany's side versus Heather in the sense that we kind of all felt like we were sitting next to Bethany, kind of seeing Heather coming at us versus like, it was more than like actually sitting with Heather and seeing how Bethany was. I feel like we always have there's always somebody that's almost like the narrator of the season, that person that we're kind of always feeling like we understand the most or that we're, and I don't know if it's because Bethany had come back this year or what, but I also felt like that, and I love Heather, but I also felt like same thing, like it was like mm-hmm. You kind of could understand Bethany's perspective more mm-hmm. so than Heather, even though we haven't seen Bethany in a while, and if anything, we're closer to Heather at this point in terms of relating to one of the housewives.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Does it make any sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I feel like I saw most things from Bethany's point of view.
Yes.
Like I would always agree with her.
Right.
When she would have a point to drive home.
Yeah. 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 And I don't know why. I don't know if it was editing or what, but mm-hmm. we all seem to kind of feel the same way about mm-hmm. that. So
we didn't see a lot of Heather's home life this season.
We really
didn't. No, and I love it.
Yeah,
and her kids are so cute. Her husband is so in love with her. They're such a great relationship. But there's no drama there.
Yeah, exactly.
We saw the birthday, right, with Kristen's family.
But that was that was the snippet.
2 seconds.
That was the little inclusion they do at the 45-minute mark of the episode.
Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes when you don't see their home life and you don't see what's going on with them, you empathize with them less, so you see things less from their point of view.
Did we see a lot of Bethany's though?
So Bethany, we felt
the house. I never saw Bryn.
True. We never saw Bryn.
But we know she's separated from her. She's crying all the time about it. So I think we might have empathized with her personal problems a little more. I don't know.
That's true. We saw a lot of Dorinda's life because obviously she had to be introduced to us. We need to get a little bit more of that. Mm-hmm. Sonia, not so much. We saw Sonia. We saw the interns. We saw the house. We saw the foyer. That many times. What did you guys think of Ramona's recapping of the scene where she walked into the kitchen? That was beyond disturbing and sad, but mm-hmm. anybody want to?
I just felt so bad for her. She drives me nuts, but I felt so bad for her.
Unbelievable.
No one deserves that.
Mario's girlfriend was...
No, I mean, as she kind of said, the girls were kind of joking that she's very, very quantity wise right now and seeking out guys, and she's approachable and flirty, but the girls were kind of admitting that she can't close the deal necessarily, and maybe she's not ready to get into a serious relationship, and obviously trust issues because of what happened with Mario. And even though they had said they were going to talk, and then hearing him say don't come over, and she was like, I was going to go over there anyway, you don't expect that. And even when she goes, I still wanted her to leave so we could talk and figure things out. That just shows a patience and a true love for the relationship. And then at the beginning of a season when we had initially seen her crying, saying, I want to fix him, but I don't know how. How do I fix him?
Oh, it's so sad.
That is heartbreaking. That all the times that I'm so frustrated with Ramona, those are the moments that I'm like, I feel for you, though, mm-hmm. and I understand.
You know, Dorinda said that there was nobody like them. Like, their relationship, everybody wanted to be like them. They were on the dance floor. They were having fun. She would recap how great they were together. And then you even think, like, how Ramona has said at one point to Heather, I believe, you know, you have to make sure you give your husband, because we're both similar. You have to make sure your husband feels like a man. Like, you have to make him feel like you're not always the one wearing the pants. She said it in her own way, but mm-hmm. that's how she said it. And she was kind of giving her advice. This was in Turks and Caicos. And I thought to myself, like she almost was not blaming herself, but she was almost like, well, you know, I don't think I did that. And it's like, no, there's no excuse exactly. for a man to cheat ever.
Exactly.
Ever. And she is, everybody knows who Ramona Singer is. People that are famous actors for years watch Ramona Singer mm-hmm. on a Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. It's like, this woman has done it all. She's amazing. So it's just sad that he did that to her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But she's going to come out so much stronger. And I really believe that she's going to find an amazing guy mm-hmm. who's going to, like, worship her. Mm-hmm. So
I was in shock that she said she was on medication.
Yeah.
Like, she was so upset yeah. over the situation that she had to leave the house and she was on medication. Like, mm-hmm. that's so serious.
I'm sure the medication was something like an antidepressant or
right,
something.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, the dark hole that you're sitting in when you're thinking of, like, how many years they've been together, mm-hmm. it had to have been just... traumatizing mm-hmm. for her.
And for her, such a strong personality to say, to have an excuse like, oh, I just needed my contacts.
I couldn't believe
when
that.
When she showed up to the house and was like in shock of stumbling into the two of them. The fact that Mario didn't have a clue that she was coming and send that woman away as well is just...
And this woman beyond. Is disgusting.
Disgusting.
She's
and I'm surprised
friggin' disgusting.
Ramona didn't like slam her head into the kitchen counter. Like,
I mean, she is... I'm surprised. And that just shows you what a woman like... Mm-hmm. Ramona does not out her. She doesn't give her any time of day. Mm-hmm. You know, this woman... It sounds like, from what we've heard about the woman, that the guy that was doing the business deal with Ramona for the mm-hmm. restaurant also knew this woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, she gets herself around, and you know what? She's a homewrecker, and mm-hmm. karma is a bitch, mm-hmm. so
yep.
just disgusting.
And happiness is the best revenge, so I hope Ramona, even though she drives mm-hmm. me nuts,
yeah.
finds someone.
She has the biggest
awesome.
Heart at the end of the day, and whatever. She makes silly mistakes, but she's amazing,
yep.
and... She just looks younger and younger every year. So that in and of itself is revenge. It's like, right. look at me on TV. I look fabulous. How are you, Mario? How are you doing? Watch me on TV right. on Tuesdays. Any other than that, I feel like we kind of covered everything. Is there anything else you guys wanted to bring up that was...
Maybe the last part at the end with Ramona and Bethany talking and kind of Bethany saying... An authentic Ramona versus a nasty Ramona.
Mm.
You do hit below the belt. You do say something mm-hmm. nasty and then you sugarcoat it with this apology.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with the women when they did the little majority vote. Has Ramona changed?
Mm-hmm.
I'd raise my hand and say she's changed. Do you ladies think she's
I
changed?
I definitely yes. think she's changed.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No.
You don't think she's changed at all, really?
No, I'm glad that you're being honest.
I think when she's happier, when she in a few years from now, and she's in a better place and she can reflect, I think she'll change, but right now I don't think she's
But do you
changed.
Think that she's changed in the sense that have we ever really seen her apologize before this year?
Yeah, maybe it's a step
maybe
closer.
Over the top yeah. apologies, but it's like she's like just getting introduced to what an apology is almost.
Yeah.
She's like just does it way too much. But
right.
I don't really,
think
right. You know.
I think like Bethany was it's not coming from a place of she really wants to make it better and learn from it and she's doing it to be still be
yeah.
popular.
Yeah, she's trying to use it as like an eraser. Like, can we just erase
right,
what I just did and
exactly.
let's start over? Like, but still, I feel right. like it's a step in the right direction. But I do agree with you. She has a lot of work to do, but she's
yeah.
listen, I wouldn't even sign up for another show if that happened to me. I would
yeah.
be with Mario did to her.
She's
no. so strong, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
But she also has the situation where Bethany was frustrated with her mm-hmm. explaining you spread and you repeated a conversation you right. had with somebody that mm-hmm. I cheated on my first husband. I didn't cheat on my first husband. I didn't cheat on my second husband. But you spread the gossip. That makes it worse than starting
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
I was so angry at her at that moment. She's like, well, eight people told me that or seven people told me that. But what kind of a defense is that?
Exactly.
It's not a defense.
Not.
What she was doing was she was trying to make it like not... She's not the only one who has problems in her life. And, you know, I think that was the old Ramona that came back. And I think she regrets it. And I think she's mm-hmm. trying to figure out how to fix it. But it's like, it's too late. She knows she messed up. She just sometimes
know.
Doesn't think before she talks, obviously.
She seemed like she almost was still invested in thinking that was true at that moment on the couch. And then
yeah.
gave, like, one of her fake apologies.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
I definitely think she thought it was true during the fashion show.
I do too, but I don't think she thought it was true afterward.
I don't. Yeah, on the couch.
I just think she wanted to not be like again having to admit that she's wrong again. It's like really embarrassing twice in a row. Like Bethany's got her twice now.
I'm dying to know what Bethany knows on about Ramona.
Me too.
I know the bodies are married.
Yeah.
Where write that in a book in a couple years?
Honestly, if I had to guess, the first only thing I thought of was maybe financially. But like honestly, she's doing so well. I think she makes more than every other housewife on that show. I'm pretty sure. I don't know the exact amount.
I'd love to know.
I heard rumors, so
maybe if it's like, you know, Ramona dipping and diving and dating.
Who knows? I think we could rule out certain things. I mean, at the end of the day, what does she really have on her? She's not like, I mean, she's not working the streets. She's not doing crazy things. Like she's like, probably at home by like 8 p.m. on a Saturday night. She's like the type that like has like dinner parties and she's upper New York. Mm-hmm. Type of gal, so I don't think it's anything that bad. But
she's
who
washing her brassieres in the
She's
having someone do it for her. Right. She doesn't unpack her own bags.
But who knows? Really, what do we know?
Right.
I mean, what?
What
gosh.
Could it be? I don't. Yeah.
And I hate when they do that because we'll never find out. Because Bethany's not the type that will ever let that go. But it's like, come on, you can't tease us like that. That's torture tease.
There's a little bit of an age difference between the two of them. Maybe someday Bethany will write her, 45th. Book.
And Okay, so before we get into our actual predictions, we want to tell you something very interesting thanks to Megan. She got together all of our predictions from our first episode because she's a genius. And we never even asked her for this. She just came surprise us with it. So I don't even know what she's going to say, but let's hear what our predictions were for the first episode of this season.
Okay, so first person to go was Fern. This is all at the very end of our
and we have
first
5 minutes
episode
left
of this season. Okay, so Fern said Heather would be the villain because of her bluntness, because she's strong.
Mm-hmm.
The outcast this season would be Sonia. And that you were so excited to see Bethany and Dorinda, what would happen with them this season, because you just loved them.
Interesting.
Lindsay went next. The villain / outcast for you would be Sonia.
Okay.
She's going to be kind of at the outer edge of everybody and not included, and maybe do a lot of solo scenes. You were stoked to see Kristen because you love her. Bethany is so honest, so she won't be considered the villain because of her honesty.
True.
She might be the hero this season.
Very true.
Bingo! And you said maybe Bethany and Kristen would become close because they have kids similar ages.
Oh, well, that obviously did not happen. It went downhill there.
Oh, my God. Okay, I predicted Sonia as the outcast.
Interesting.
And that Kristen would be an outcast because she's younger and her marriage wasn't bad. Because everybody had like a divorce or widowed and all that stuff. So that her marriage was going all right. And she's not widowed or divorced. Maybe she's fine and has nothing to connect with them about. Is why I thought she might be the outcast. And I thought Luann would be our villain.
Oh, and that's right.
It's kind of a tie to Bethany and Luann in a sense.
So then Ashley went.
Oh, God.
So you agreed with everybody.
Oh, of course I did.
You also thought that Luann would be the villain because she never wants to be kicked off again. She wants to keep her place on the show, stir it up. So you said she's going to get
it. Smart.
And you also thought Sonia was going to be the outcast. Because you agreed with everybody else's.
Yeah, of course. Because you all took all the good stuff and left me last.
So that was everyone's predictions.
Wow.
Now I want to know what our real predictions are. Or our new predictions.
Next week?
Present predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
All right. Megan?
Okay. I think it's just going to be a lot of calling everyone out on their lying, it looks like, next week. Apparently, Sonia's claiming Madonna came to her fashion show. I'm going to call BS on that. Luann's pretending she didn't know the guy she hooked up with in Turks and Caicos was married. I think it's just going to be a lot of pointing fingers and bringing up old fights that aren't going to be solved and died. And that's always how number three goes, right?
Hmm.
I agree. I think there's going to be the typical fighting against both couches. I mean, we've got Carol and Luann, Bethany and Sonia, it seems like, are going to get a little bit feisty with each other. Sonia wanted to talk and not being able to talk, which is typical because she's just more likely the person to back down when it comes to the conflict. Ramona and Kristen and Luann with this married guy and the guy sleeping over. I just feel like we're going to get the final episode is always going to be dramatic, but they're going to close out and everyone's going to kind of just settle on a middle ground. Mm-hmm. Okay. And no one's really going to be close buddies or friends except the couches. Mm-hmm. But it'll simmer down by the last 15 minutes of the episode.
I agree, because there was an Instagram photo of all of them at dinner, like all afterward, eight of them afterward. So I think, yeah, they'll end on a fine note. But I can't wait to see Bethany call Sonia out in her Bethany way.
Yeah.
And lay out the facts and make it clear. Even though I love Sonia.
Yeah.
Someone needs to set her straight.
I agree. Someone does need to set her straight, but she's hilarious. And I don't ever want her to really be set straight because she's so funny, not set straight. So let's just hope that doesn't fully happen. I predict next reunion that we're going to hear a lot more from Sonia. We're going to hear a lot more from Heather. And I think we're going to hear a lot less from Bethany. Even though she and Sonia are going to hash it out, I think that's going to be a minor part of it. I feel like we need to get more from Kristen, and I'm sure that they're not going to allow this next reunion to go by without Kristen really speaking more. Mm-hmm. So I hope we hear from her more. And yeah, I'm just excited. I love the last reunion. It's always my favorite because then it comes the episode with all the
lost footage,
which I love. So hopefully we get more of that. And yes, you can find me everywhere. Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels, Twitter at Ashley Daniels, Periscope at Ashley Daniels. I'm starting from me tonight, and then we're going to go around this way.
This is Fern Rone. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Rone, R-O-N-A-Y. And this is my last show, so I just want to say thank you to the best
She's
panel.
Amazing. And your book is thank coming you, out. Yes.
Follow me for release information on my book. And this is the best panel a girl could ask for. And thank you to everyone who tuned in. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're going to come back for Book Circle online and talk about your book. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LyndseyWegner, or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com, and at 9 p.m. for Hard Knocks, talking all things football.
Awesome. But hi, guys, it's Megan. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and now Snapchat.
Ooh.
I am snapping.
Snap.
Like behind-the-scenes stuff here at AfterBuzz. Tune on in. Snapchat.
No.
It's Megan Stecher for all three of those. It's MEGANSTECHER.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for bringing this booze for us tonight. Bethany, you make a really good cocktail, I have to just say. You're amazing. Yeah.
Cheers to the Housewives.
Cheers.
Cheers. Woo!
From executive producer Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.